Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning, 97.1, a rainy, gloomy Thursday. But don't worry, you got a chance to win money this hour. 7:25, it's the two grand slam. 7:35, we put John Jansen to the test. People have questions. He gives advice.
Mm-hmm.
Dear John, there is a trade proposal involving the Detroit Lions that went viral yesterday from ESPN, not some, you know, low-rent operation. This is the four-letter network throwing out a real trade proposal involving our Detroit Lions. John, do you want to lay it out for people?
Yeah, and so there were four teams that they felt were at the top of the list to acquire the services of one Trey Hendrickson. It was in Indianapolis Colts, Buffalo Bills, Detroit Lions, and the Washington Commanders. They had the beat writers for all four teams put together a trade proposal. And I'm not going to go through what Washington and the Bills or the Colts put together, but for Detroit, it was the Bengals will receive a 2026 second-round pick. That's next year. A 2027 fourth-round pick the year after. And it can become a third-round pick with certain performance conditions.
Be sacks, playing time, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And then the Lions obviously get Trey Hendrickson, and then they get a 2026 fifth-round pick. Out of the four picks that were put together, the beat writer for the Cincinnati Bengals was given the opportunity to pick which one they thought was best.
Did he pick us?
He picked the Lions.
Yes.
And by the way, the writer for, I just think it's a great, I don't know if it's a pen name or if it's his real name, Ben Baby.
I think that's his real name. I've heard that before.
That's awesome.
ESPN Cincinnati, yeah. Bengal writer. Yeah.
Yeah. Ben Baby. Anyway, he picks the Detroit Lions offer. And then in the qualifier, it says it would require that they give him an extension.
That's where the sticking point is.
Yeah. And the sticking point is 3 years, $90 million. Okay. I don't think that's a sticking point for the Lions. I think that's a sticking point for Trey Hendrickson.
But is he going to reach a point where the harsh reality of the market is you're over 30, you might not have the leverage you want? Do you want to play football next year and get some guarantees?
Well, this is why he is going through this process right now. Is the last 2 years, who has had the most sacks in the NFL? Trey Hendrickson. I'll speed that up for you.
I was like, Miles Garrett, Micah Parsons, TJ Watt. No, it's Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, Trey Hendrickson. And so, yeah, I think he's got a heightened awareness that Father Time is not going to be kind to him at some point. So go and get your money now. 3 years and $30 million a year, I don't think is going to get it done. So the question then is, would you do this if Trey Hendrickson were to say, I just want out of Cincinnati, they haven't treated me right, I've given them some great years, I'll be willing to play my final year somewhere else, just not here.
He gets so fed up, He just says, I'll produce in a different uniform and re-rack next offseason as a true free agent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's even easier because now we don't have to worry about the cap games. I'd do this deal without an extension.
Okay, so I would too. But just to let you know and everybody else know, it's a rental for a year.
I'm burning a second round pick, lighting it on fire essentially, right?
Second and a fourth round pick.
Sure, even if it's a second and a third. I'm chasing a Super Bowl. I mean, look, extending him would mean you're probably going to lose out on a couple young players in 27, like extensions you can't do. I'm also willing to do that as well.
And here's the other reason why you do it. We all know Frank Ragnow's not coming back. He's retired. All right. They went out yesterday and they signed Tristan Colon. Tristan Colon is part of the all body parts team.
Help you on the back end?
Yeah. Yes.
Who is this guy? I don't know anything about him.
So he played for Arizona last year. I think he's played for three different teams. Arizona was the last one and played in all the games last year. I think he started seven of them. He's got a couple of starts at center. So he's a guy. He is a really good depth piece. Okay. I don't mind the signing. It's just not, I don't think it's a guy that's going to come in and be a starter for you. Good depth. And that's the thing I had concern about was depth on the offensive line. I still think there's a couple of guys out there that they could go sign that would be better. Brandon Scherff being one of them. But if you're going into the season with not as good of an offensive line as you originally planned, you can't go out there and sign an offensive lineman because they're just all the best ones are taken at this time. Mm-hmm. You could go and make your defense elite. That's another route where if you don't have a top five offense like you had the last couple of years, which did not produce a Super Bowl.
Right. If you can't move the ball as effectively, you stall out a few more times, you'd like the defense to get you the ball back a couple extra times to offset that.
Maybe you still have a top 10 offense.
Sure.
And again, I'm not saying that they do going into the season with the Frank Ragnow, all that stuff, but you could by the end of the season be looking at a top 10 offense. If you had an elite defense, the ability with Trey Hendrickson on one side, Aiden Hutchinson on the other, to harass, terrify, and just murder opposing quarterbacks, to me, that if he's a rental for a year, so be it.
Yeah, because I'm of the belief that windows exist, and I think the Lions have more than a one-year window, but you start to get nervous if you look back and go, boy, we missed out with the NFC title game 17-point lead. Last year, they laid an egg in the home game. If this year the Ragnow thing destabilizes the line to the degree where they are good but not good enough to win the Super Bowl, that's three cracks at this. You get another crack in 26, but the point is, how many more years of Decker do you have? Is Glasgow here beyond this season as he ages in the middle of your O-line? How many cracks at this are you going to have before you have to re-rack the roster? I mean, look at the Eagles between Super Bowls. The rosters change dramatically. Holmes could do it, but this crop might only have a couple more cracks at it. I don't like throwing those years away when you could make a move like this and put yourself in the you'd be the favorite to win the Super Bowl if they added Trey Hendrickson.
I would believe so.
Yeah.
So even without a top five offensive line.
Exactly. You can offset it.
That's going to be the big question is, will Trey Hendrickson, if this deal were to be consummated, will Trey Hendrickson play for 1 year under his current deal? If not, what does it take to extend him?
And if extending him means you can't extend a Brian Branch, if it means you can't extend a Sam Laporta, can't extend a J-Mo, you still willing to do it because it gives you a chance in the next two seasons to win a Super Bowl?
So we're getting into more chicken and egg conversations,
because
if you have the ability to pressure a quarterback like you believe you could with those two edges, then maybe you don't have to invest as much on the back end in a Brian Branch. Maybe you don't have to invest as much because you're shifting philosophies from elite offense to elite defense. And Sam Laporta, if you're going to be picking 32, do you think that you could get a quality tight end?
Of course.
At 32.
Of course, most of the great tight ends aren't first-round tight ends. And we know Brad Holmes has done a good job finding guys outside of the first round. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bring it up because it's the real consequence. If you bring Hendrickson in and give him a multi-year extension, you're so much better today and in 26 But starting in 27 is where you may lose two or three really good young players.
Yeah.
If you're cool with it, and I am, but just understand that's the consequence to adding a Trey Hendrickson.
And the consequence could also be you do all of this and you're not able to, you know, extend some of those young players, and Trey Hendrickson, because he's old, gets hurt. Now you're back right where you started. And I mean, that's the risk. One of the risks. And we saw that risk come to fruition last year with Hutch.
Yeah. Texter says, guys, this all sounds so nice, but Holmes has already told us he doesn't understand why we would need two edge rushers. That's Kevin and St. Clair Shores. Can Trey Hendrickson play interior offensive line or quarterback? If not, I don't care, from an unnamed texter. Guys, I'd do it in a heartbeat. 3 years at $30 million. Any Lions fan who says no should be drug tested.
Yeah. Well, so that's the part of this. I think the draft compensation is probably spot on. I don't think that Trey Hendrickson is going to settle for 3 years, $30 million. I think it's going to be more like 3 years, somewhere between 35 and 40.
Yeah, but the key here would be the structure of the deal, as is the devil in all the details. Is it a three-year deal, or is there a void year and it's four? How much is guaranteed? Is it only the first 2 years that are guaranteed? Can they manipulate the cap and front load, back load, move money around and restructure? Like, that's going to be the game they play with all the deals they sign moving forward. Hendrickson would be no different.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't just be what you see when the announcement happens.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's obviously the devil's in the details. There's a lot that can go into, and I know Gator has kind of come up with this. He thinks that the salary cap is a bit of a myth. Because it is real, but there are ways that you can manipulate.
100%. All right, we have Heather's News, Two Grand Slam, Dear John, it's all coming up. It's 97.1.
Hey, it's Heather, and if you're like me, you like knowing what to expect, especially when it comes to your phone bill. Well, Verizon's got some big news for your peace of mind. For the first time ever, they're locking in low prices for 3 years. That's right, 3 years guaranteed with my plan. So if you're thinking about making the switch to Verizon, this is for you. You can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's Verizon's best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. And again, that price is locked in for 3 whole years. Because at Verizon, they've got your back now and in the future. So go ahead, take one thing off your worry list. Visit your local Verizon store in Detroit and ask about their 3-year price guarantee today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, You can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, before the two grand slam, Heather, what's going on?
Well, after a massive fire destroyed the building nearly a decade ago, a new Kronk gym is opening in just a few months.
This is really cool.
Yeah, so the new ownership group for this historic boxing gym announced plans to move Kronk into the historic Brewster Wheeler Recreation Center on the city's east side. It's scheduled to open in August or September of this year. And if you're not familiar with it, this gym was founded by legendary trainer Emmanuel Stewart, helped develop numerous champions, right? So during the official announcement, Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan celebrated the rebirth of the gym. And it sounds like it's a really exciting times, and hopefully...
Bringing boxing back to Detroit.
Yep. And the CEO is really hopeful that the center will impact the lives of thousands of children as well. A driver led police on a slow speed chase through neighborhood streets in Detroit for more than an hour on Wednesday.
What do you mean a slow speed chase?
Driving under the speed limit. Like a slow speed chase. Like it wasn't like...
Well, he'd be pretty easy to catch then, wouldn't he?
You would think.
It's a matter of stopping them.
I believe it was a woman, actually. The driver was originally pulled over for improper plates, but I guess chose to drive away under the speed limit. There's video showing this slow-moving vehicle with like a dozen cop cars behind it. Eventually, I do believe, she was taken into custody, but there was witnesses that thought there was a baby in the car. Oh. That proved not to be true.
Right, which is why you don't
ram the car off the road.
Right.
Well, she didn't have the sticker, the baby
she
on board. Maybe if she
sticker.
Did,
yeah.
it would have been a little different.
Longer, yeah.
Don't want to hurt the baby. I saw that sticker on the way here today, and it just made me like, I should have a sticker on my car that says, important person on board. Like, it's just like, I'm a human.
Think a lot of yourself, don't you?
Well, you know, like, so you want people to drive safely because you have a baby, which is super important. I get.
Driver on board.
Why aren't we all important?
Yeah, driver on board.
Yes, that's what we need. Everyone should just have a sticker that says driver on board.
It's assumed.
Human being behind the wheel.
Yes, that's my thought. Be nice. I'm a human. I don't like him at all. An Oakland County woman is facing charges after putting a gun in her toddler's backpack, then dropping that three-year-old off at daycare. Last month, this woman, Kelly Reed, she's from West Bloomfield, dropped her toddler off at this daycare in Royal Oak, gave the employees the baby's backpack, which was supposed to include the snack, the water cup, you know.
The essentials.
Yeah. All of those things. The employee opened the backpack. Whoa, there was a loaded handgun right there. Obviously, they called police right away. And she did admit that she uses the child backpack in order to carry the gun to and from her car and just forgot to take it out of the backpack. Obviously, once she got in the car, she left it there. So she's facing a misdemeanor charge and she could face up to 90 days in jail. Listen to this story. A California high school track star had her state title stripped away because of her post-race celebration.
Yeah, what? This is stupid.
So this girl, sophomore Clara Adams, just crossed the finish line as the winner of the 400-meter run. This was on Saturday, and she ran over to celebrate with her father, who also happens to be her sprinting coach, right? Mm-hmm. And he handed her a fire extinguisher, and she sprayed it on her shoes, you know, like, they're on fire! She's so fast!
Yeah, that's cool.
She says, and he says, too, nobody else was around. It wasn't like she was spraying this amongst all her competitors, right? She was kind of off in her own area. Dad says everyone loved it. The crowd went crazy, right? And so did some of the people from the California, like, whatever, interscholastic, and I don't know, the
high
federation.
School association, yeah.
However, I guess the mood quickly changed when she was disqualified because her celebration was deemed unsportsmanlike. So not only did she lose out on that state title win, she also lost out on the opportunity to compete in the 200 meter, which quickly followed after that because she'd been disqualified. And she was a likely favorite in that race as well. So
I'm looking at the video. She's nowhere near anybody else when they spray the extinguisher.
And it's actually, she was actually copying. There's an Olympic medalist who first did this celebration. So she was kind of like taking that idea, doing it on her own, having some fun.
How dare she?
Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
Well, everyone's there. Not everyone, but a lot of people are bummed to see that she didn't get that medal, that place. So
I'm on her side.
California.
Me too. Hey, this is your chance to win $2,000. If you want to call in and play the two grand slam, 248-539-9797. I'm going to wrap up with this story. There's a Florida woman who had been held captive for months and was just rescued last week after she left a handwritten note begging for help at a local Jersey Mike's.
Oh,
this story is incredible. At the end of last month, police were called to the sandwich shop because there was a suspicious note found in the bathroom. And the note basically said that this woman feared for her life. She was being held against her will. So obviously they called police. There was some surveillance video that was used and authorities were able to track down and find the suspect, Jordan Williams. He's had a history of domestic violence. They went to his house. That's where this woman was. She told officers that she'd been assaulted, threatened with weapons, was being held in isolation. She had to go to the hospital. She had multiple broken bones.
Oh, geez.
Like this very true story. She was in a very unsafe environment. Thank goodness they found her. This guy's been charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, kidnapping and false imprisonment, and battery by strangulation. And the list goes on and on. So thank goodness the employee found it and then also did the right thing.
Yeah.
Didn't just like, what's this?
Yeah,
throw
the
away.
Trash. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
All right. Time for the two grand slam.
We've had some really solid showings lately, but maybe this could be the day we actually give away $2,000. The rules of the game are simple. 10 questions, 60 seconds, $25 for each question answered correctly. And of course, the big $2,000 if you get them all right.
Mm-hmm. Today is your day. Matt and Holly, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing all right. Sounds like you got some energy. You're ready to roll?
I'm very nervous, but let's go.
You got this. Nervous energy is good energy, right? Feed off that. If you don't know one, Matt, say pass, and we'll get to it if there's enough time. All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am. Let's go.
Here we go. Who do the Detroit Tigers play this coming weekend?
The Cubs.
Chet Holmgren played at this college?
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga University is located in this state.
Washington.
Pete Crow Armstrong plays for this MLB team.
The Cubs.
Frank Ragnow wore this jersey number with the Lions.
Pass.
The Belmont Stakes is held in this state.
New York.
Who played Thor in Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
Brian Thomas Jr. is a wide receiver for this NFL team.
The Broncos.
Scary Terry is the nickname for this NFL wide receiver.
Pass.
This band had the 1994 hit Vaseline.
Pearl Jam.
Frank Ragnow wore this jersey number with the Lions.
72.
Close.
Very close.
I got you a six.
Hey.
Yep.
Six. All right. I'll take six. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, not bad.
Thank you, Matt. Make sure you stay on hold there.
Have a great day. Go Blue.
Go Blue.
Don't hang up, Matt.
Heather, thank you.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. I will not. Thank you, guys.
No, thank you for me, Matt.
Yes, I said thank you, Tim.
Okay. They were all looking at me like you didn't. Rick. Matt, congrats. We'll get you paid. You're good.
Love you guys, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks.
It's $150 if you do some quick math. So I kind of view the two grand slam like a pitcher who's going for a no-hitter. Like, once you get four innings in, I start to get excited.
Yeah.
He got four straight, right? And I'm going, this could be it.
I know. He did really well in the beginning.
We'll go through it. Tigers, who do they play this weekend?
Cubs.
Chet Holmgren played at this college.
Gonzaga.
Gonzaga is located in this state.
He was a little emphatic. How did he say Gonzaga?
Gonzaga.
Yeah. Washington.
Pete Crow Armstrong. Please.
Cubs.
Yep. Okay, so we're 4-for-4. Frank Ragnow wore this jersey number.
He got back to it. He said 72. Good guess. It's a good lineman number, but no, he's the best lineman number is 77.
The Belmont Stakes is held in this state.
New York.
Who played Thor in Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
So here we go. Mm-hmm. At this point,
he's
gotten
back on track.
6-of-7 with a pass. He's cooking. Brian Thomas Jr. plays for this team.
You could tell it was just a guess. And it was not a bad guess, but he plays for the Jaguars. He guessed Denver.
Yeah, and then the dream died. Mm-hmm. Scary Terry's the nickname for this NFL receiver.
Terry McLaurin.
Yep, the band that had the 1994 hit Vaseline.
And I was going to tell you the guys this before. I bet somebody guesses Pearl Jam. But it is the Stone Temple Pilots. Two Grand Slam on Thursdays, brought to you by Femininio Law. Get David, get paid.
All right, guys, your next chance is going to be next Tuesday, 7:25. Going to give away $2,000 one of these days.
We did.
We did.
You didn't.
That's why I didn't think I was getting a thank you. Anyway, we got Dear John next, 97.1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You can send them in, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. Your prompts, distractions, interventions,
oh boy,
doomsday prepping, and being left out.
Uh-oh. No one likes to be left out.
No.
We're going to start with being left out.
Oh, okay.
Dear John, my wife's family has kids about the same age as ours. Our daughters were close growing up, but have drifted apart as they went through college life, etc. over the last 8 years. The daughter is getting married, and my wife was asked to be a hostess for the shower. She's pitching in $350 along with a bunch of other people to fund the shower. She was surprised to find out that our daughter is not invited to this shower. We were told it's going to be a small event, but it's going to be 60 people.
It's not a small event.
Are we wrong for being angry? We feel the right thing for the family to do would be to say, my bad, your daughter can come to the event. One more doesn't seem like too big an ask.
One more is not too big of an ask, especially if mom is the one that is hosting the shower. What are you supposed to tell her? You need to leave for the next 4 hours?
You're not welcome. Sorry, you guys aren't friends anymore?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain times where family doesn't have to be involved, but if the mom is hosting it, and especially if she's hosting it at her house, it's one of those events where, yeah, maybe there is we're going to go ahead and ask family to be there. 60 people?
That's a lot.
Don't come and say that it's a small event. 60 people for a shower?
Also, they're cousins.
Right.
Like, they're actually family. It's not like this woman is a random person hosting a shower and her daughter is a random person.
They grew up together.
And it sounds like my wife's family has kids.
The same age as
ours.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. This is ridiculous. Of course the daughter should be there.
Yeah.
60. It's a lot of people. How many people? Did you guys have a big shower?
No, we did it in our house, in our basement, our wedding shower. It was not close to 60. It was
a lot of people.
Was there any couple showers?
No, we did not do any couple showers.
I think that's the worst.
I mean, Colin was there.
It's a new trend now, isn't it?
Obviously, but no.
He was there?
Colin was there for the shower. Heck
really?
Yeah, he needs to be. Yes, the groom should be there. It's also your day. No?
No, absolutely not.
I'm sure they didn't do a shower.
We did not.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lisa,
you didn't go to your wedding shower?
No.
You didn't even show up at the end?
No.
No. What?
No.
So I wonder if the 60 people, if this is part of the trend where you are seeing more, it's not just women, like men and women are being invited to these. Because 60 people's a lot of people.
I mean, it depends how big your family is and how big his family is. If you both come from huge families, I get it. Like, you got your aunts, uncles, cousins.
But it's not an ask. This
friends.
Person's hosting. Their family's hosting.
I agree. Yes. I agree.
Trust me. If there's 60 women in there, that's not an event I want to walk into at all.
I thought all husbands always attended showers.
No.
Colin was there at ours. Anyway, next one. Distracted. Dear John, my boyfriend is always on his phone. He watches TV or plays video games all the time too, and just doesn't seem present. Dinner is what really bothers me. We used to have conversations when we had meals together. Now he has to have the TV on while we eat. I really like him. We've been together for just over a year. The issue has also killed our sex life.
Oh,
it just doesn't feel like we're connected. How do I get him to be more present and focus on me?
Well, I mean, you can combine two things, dinner and sex.
Oh, boy.
And I mean, at that point, if he's distracted at that point, no. I mean, I don't know, show up naked.
But I think it sounds like she wants some intentional time that leads to
sex. And so, yes, it's... Hey, I'm not a big proponent of TV being on for at the dinner time, whether it's just you and your significant other, you and your family. There are certain occasions, like maybe a Christmas dinner in case the Lions are playing. but all jokes aside, it's a rare occasion. Sometimes, like for Teddy, we'll have the TV on just because we just want him to sit down and eat or at least be distracted so we can eat. But in this situation, no, pay attention. Have a conversation. You don't get a lot of individual time with your significant other. If it's not going to be important to him, if it's just a boyfriend, then if he's not paying attention and it's affecting the intimate times, kick that dude to the curb.
Yeah, and I also think, has she had a conversation to him with him about this? Like, hey,
I would imagine
actually talk to him about this. Hey, like, this is bothering me. I would like at least dinner to be a time when we can have some conversation and reconnect. You know, I'm guessing she did that at least.
But you could take the phones away for dinner, right? Yeah. Like, try to create that environment where there's no temptation. Because it's easy. Just look down at your phone. Remove it from the situation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or show up naked.
The next one, intervention. Dear John, my brother has a problem with binge drinking. He is great working as a lawyer during the week, but come Saturday, he is getting annihilated until Sunday night. This behavior has ruined multiple romantic and good friendships for him. I've approached him numerous times about trying AA or rehab, but he absolutely refuses to get help and gets defensive. What should I do? I don't really believe in interventions like they show on TV. I just want my old brother back. Thank you.
It's a tough one because it's a disease, it's an addiction that I struggle to understand when it affects so many people. And I don't know how individuals can't see that, but they don't. And that's why it's a great mystery. I don't have a great answer for this one. I really don't, because I think each situation is going to be unique and individual. And it's just a matter of trying to get them to see how this has affected their life. And you want them to be able to see it so it doesn't continue to affect relationships, but you want them to see it so it doesn't harm themselves in some physical way. He's obviously harming himself by binge drinking and getting smashed every single weekend. It's not great for his body or his liver. But it's if I had the answer for this one, I would probably not be here. I would be doing something else.
Yes, you would be hosting AA meetings.
Yes,
and being
AA meetings, writing books, and being extremely rich. Yes.
This is a tough spot.
It's super tough, without a doubt. I don't think any of us probably have the answers.
Yeah. One thing I would say is never stop having that conversation.
Right.
And letting them know why it is so important to you, because you care about them so much and you're there to support them. I think that's huge, is just letting them know that you are there to be supportive as well.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't feel comfortable getting eight people in a room and cornering him intervention TV style, that's fine, but you don't want to give up on your brother. You still have to be there for him and do everything you can. I mean, look, you could try to find things to do with him on the weekend that don't involve alcohol. You still can't force him to quit.
Right, but you also have to have a life too.
I know, that's tough. This last one is doomsday prepping.
Oh boy.
Dear John, my best friend has gone off the deep end. He's a full doomsday prepper. He has a place up north we used to visit in the summer that he's converted. Stock full of canned goods, dry goods, a 6-month supply, gallon jugs of water, first aid kits, guns, knives, even a few grenades. He started converting land in the yard into a real life bunker. I'm worried he's gone paranoid. It's all he focuses on. Should I say something or let him be?
I mean, the grenades, while they can be fun, might be a little bit over the top, but I'm not going to tell anybody not to do that. I don't know. I mean, if this is his hobby, if this is the way that he deals with stress in the world, it's not harming you, is it?
It's a little extreme.
A bunker in the yard?
It's a little extreme. You say something to him, like, okay.
Maybe have the conversation. What is concerning you?
Why do you feel
the need to do this? And he may have legitimate answers. They may be off the wall.
I don't know.
I mean, I would say,
sure.
Why do you need a place up north to do that?
You got to get up there.
Yeah. I mean, if conflict hits, if you're at home, all that stuff is 2 hours away.
Or more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm assuming you have a little more land up north.
You can, sure. But yeah, I mean,
you might have a basement.
Four
right
walls
here.
And a roof here. Uh-huh. Yeah. Get yourself a... Got to stay safe down here, too.
Why do I feel like you're... Are you a prepper?
I wouldn't say I'm a prepper.
That face you made.
I do have some backup supplies.
I understand you. I would expect you would. Do you have 6 months of food?
So when we moved, I had to refresh some of the sources.
Okay.
Resources. And so I would not say I have 6 months, but I have probably a couple of months.
He also has lots of children, so he could say, like, I'm just stocked up to make sure we're always...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, food, I mean, on demand.
There's a kind of a running joke in our house. You know, if Lisa runs out of flour, she just says, "Hey, you wouldn't happen to have any in reserve, would you?"
The reserve.
Yeah, I may have one of those, and then you allow him to use it, and then you go and restock your reserves. May have some canned goods.
No, honey, sorry, that's for reserves.
That's for the end of times.
You never know. I mean, at one point, who would have thought
the pandemic?
You couldn't have toilet paper.
I feel like the pandemic probably made preppers feel like vindicated, justified.
Sure.
Anyway, that's Dear John. It's 97.1.
Hey, you guys, if you've been thinking about getting a hot tub, this is the perfect opportunity. You got to go check out Beninati Pool and Spa, because that's where I got mine. And let me tell you, it's been a game changer. I'm using it for recovery after workouts. My family is getting in there in the evenings to relax. The kids love it as well. And they made the entire experience easy, right? They helped me pick out a hot tub that was perfect for me and my family. Plus, they delivered it, installed it, and now they help take care of maintenance as well. They handle everything. Go check them out. Beninati Pool and Spa is in Utica, right next to Jimmy John's Field. Plus, they have a brand new showroom in Clinton Township, right off M59 and I-94. So no matter which location you go to, you're going to be met with Beninati experts who will give you a personalized experience and help you find the right hot tub. And this is cool. If you mention my name, they're going to take $500 off your purchase just like that. Go visit BeninatiPools.com or stop by Utica or Clinton Township and see why so many people, including me, love the Beninati experience.
Early lead, gave it up. Colt Keith drove in the winning run in the eighth. We'll talk more Tigers at 8 o'clock. All-star ballots are out. How many Tigers going to the Midsummer Classic?
Mm-hmm.
We have reaction to Dear John.
Okay.
I got dragged to my wedding shower, John. It was horrible. I basically had to hold up all the gifts so everyone could see in the room.
It's uncomfortable.
Man, going to a wedding shower is typically only at the end of the shower to grab gifts.
Yeah. Huh.
Wedding shower, that's a no for a husband. Baby shower, yes, that's Tony in Oxford.
See, I literally thought this was what people do. I mean, because you're celebrating the union between two people. No, it's what I thought was standard. Like, I thought that's what everyone did. I mean, because you're not just, why are you only showering the bride? Like, we went and registered for gifts together. He helped pick out the things he wanted in our new house.
It's a chick thing.
This texter says it used to be called the bridal shower for the bride.
Yeah.
Says, I went to the bar and shot pool.
Huh. I didn't know. I didn't know. I'm glad Colin was there, and I think he was glad he was there as well.
That's what he tells you. So he stays out of trouble.
On the subject of the distracted partner, to all the dads driving their daughters to school during Dear John, super awkward. First thing I hear is dinner and sex. On the much more Dad, go ahead.
Dad, how come you never watch TV at dinner?
On the much more serious addiction topic, texter says there are resources. On the lawyer question, the state bar has a helpline. They can help your friend.
Oh, okay.
That's Mike in Royal Oak. For the listener with the addiction who's a relative, there are actually services for friends and families of addicts to help them cope and understand and accept the disease. Bill in Lake Orion, it's Al-Anon is what he says.
Oh, that's great. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Texter says two things. The boom in the Dear John gets me every time. Two, when you drink to annihilation, you lose everyone and have to rebuild that friend network. Coming from experience, guys, he has to do a lot of looking in the mirror. It's really hard. Mm-hmm. John can't understand addiction, but thinks being a doomsday prepper is just fine. Classic Jansen. That's Downriver Chris.
I wouldn't say I'm a doomsday prepper. I'm just prepared.
John has more months of doomsday supplies than U of M had starting quarterbacks last season.
Yeah, well, that's not breaking news.
Everyone thinks the bunker is extreme until you need the bunker.
Yeah.
$20 says that bunker boy spent all his money on the bunker, but forgot to prep for retirement. Learn something new today. John is a closet doomsday prepper. Never thought John would be a prepper light or prepper adjacent. Mind-boggling. Sarcasm alert. People are not surprised that you have extra resources, reserves, as you put them.
Yeah, I don't think it would shock anybody. But what would be shocking is that they would be 3 hours away. Better have some extra gas cans or a longer charging cord
ahead of time.
Backup batteries.
Jim at the end time. Oh gosh, the zombie apocalypse is here. Time to go up north. Oh, I didn't charge the EV.
Damn it.
I can't make it. It says 200 miles and I've only got 175.
Turn the AC off. We're going to have to push it the rest of the way.
Powering down. Hey, last
That's why I thought my solution yesterday was genius.
Yeah.
Of course, I think a lot of my ideas are genius, and everybody does not think the same way. But shouldn't there be a path if your EV is out of charge, if there's no place to plug it in,
yeah,
that you would be able to have a gas vehicle running and not jump it, right? Because you can't get it started, it's not going to keep running, but to be able to charge the batteries from a running vehicle.
I mean...
Doesn't that seem like
makes sense?
I mean, maybe I need to take this one to what's the show that you have all the Shark Tank.
Yes.
Okay. This is my Shark Tank idea. Please don't steal it.
Greg's making like a Jaws effect behind the glass. Tigers did play last night. They did win last night. Colt Keith with the big knock in the eighth. He has a 10-game hit streak going. And John, pregame, AJ Hinch revealed he's going to play some third base moving forward. What'd you think of that?
Not surprised. I mean, we've seen Spencer Torkelson in spring training in the outfield. This is a team that is non-position specific. They're taking the NBA to MLB. And if we've seen Javi Baez play, what, five different positions so far? It's been center field, shortstop, third base. And what, he played second base the other night, so four.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a team that is just simply going to do what they've got to do and be ready for their prepping for any possible injuries.
Do they have a bunker somewhere at Comerica Park? But AJ's been good about this. And really, the credit goes to Colt Keith. Because when they signed Gleyber Torres, we knew he wasn't going to play third, right? Even when we asked AJ, he's like, why would that even be a discussion? Gleyber was going to stay at second. Well, Colt Keith was going to have to sacrifice. And he said, I'll play first. Well, Torque's better than expected. So now he's saying, I'll play third.
Sure.
Hey, Colt Keith is the ultimate. I just want to contribute guy. If I'm a DH only, I can't get out there. I can't play as often. He's hitting, so they have to find a way to get his bat in the lineup. And
yeah, I mean, insert song. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. And that's especially when you're a good team. Like, you just want to be able to be a part of it. You want to be able to contribute. We've seen Javi do it. Now it's Colt Keith. We've seen, you know, Zach McKintry. It's kind of his MO. You know, wherever you need me.
I wonder how much of this is Keith is hitting and Torres is hitting and this is just kind of the natural progression. And how much of this is the last roster spot right now is probably Andy Ibañez.
Yeah.
Meaning if at any point they need to add a spot, Andy's the last guy. He plays some third. They might want some flexibility, someone who could also play third.
Right. And I mean, if you know, they option him, do they lose him?
Right. Because if you have to go through waivers, it's a fair question. I think this is just, it's insurance for a number of reasons. It's because they want him to play, but it's also because if they lose Andy Ibañez at any point, they want to have someone who can play some third there too.
Well, yeah, and you have, you know, Parker Meadows who is back, and now you've got a pretty good outfield, but you don't necessarily want to use Kerry Carpenter, as we saw yesterday. Okay, you know, something with his hamstring. We don't know, you know, is it tweaked? Is it tight? Is it just, you know, did he wake up with a sore leg? I mean, who knows? But then he comes in for pinch hit. But you want to be able to use him for DH. You occasionally want to use him in the outfield. You have, and that's the beautiful thing about this roster now, not just, you know, having guys that can play multiple positions, but you have flexibility in the lineup.
So when AJ revealed that he's been dealing with the hamstring, the Carpenter's been dealing with the hamstring, I think I read the reporters said, does he have to, like, sit out a couple days? Is there a stint coming? And he joked, no, I'm going to pinch hit for him in the seventh.
Yeah, and...
It was the ninth, but AJ turned to form. Like, hey, it's not that serious. Don't have to panic. We're going to get him in the lineup if we need his bat. Tigers won 5-4 against the White Sox. Ballots are out for the All-Star game. How many Tigers will we get? It's 97-1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts.
Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.